It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter, the uncut version. And this is episode number 53, which means there are 52 other ones. So what is this episode all about? Well, let me tell you firstly, it is very different to every other episode of Opinions Matter that we release during the week, because this one is just so random. Here's how it comes to be. Every day during the week, we broadcast our Opinions Matter podcast on our Facebook page. We do that in order to generate phone calls, in order to make interesting topics out of the different items that we're debating. Now, while the audience is building up on our Facebook page, which, by the way, is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. So while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in the studio, literally waffling the ears off each other, watching the numbers on Facebook rise as we do, and waiting for the audience to be big enough to start our actual podcast topic. And we literally talk the greatest load of shite, if I'm to be honest. So on this episode, you will hear about people who just point blank refuse to allow anybody to eat in their car. Do you know what the word redacted means? Well, our Jeremy hadn't a clue, which is a little bit embarrassing. And Jeremy was of the belief that one particular pastime has disappeared from Dublin, only to be embarrassed to find out that they're all over the place. That and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. Let's start last Monday.
So we were just talking before we pressed the record on today's podcast about who has more strings to their bow.
Yeah.
So as you know, myself and Adrian, we don't just do podcasting. We do many other things.
Yeah,
many strings to our bow.
Yep.
Now, if Adrian was a bow, it would be a... What musical instrument has the least amount of bows?
What? The least amount of strings?
It's not string, yeah, it's not. The bow is the thing you play with. No, which is the bow? What's in go?
Strings to your bow.
So the strings are on the instrument. So how many strings have you got to your bow?
What? Loads.
How many?
Millions.
Okay, so hang on, let's count them. Let's count what you can do. So you can do, you're a radio presenter.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost.
Correct.
Would you put podcaster first?
No, podcaster, yeah.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
First and foremost.
First and foremost, you're a podcaster.
Yeah.
Failed broadcaster.
No. Still quite successful at it. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm a successful radio broadcaster.
We don't need to put successful before. So you can do a podcast.
Yeah.
Although, in fairness, anybody can do a podcast.
I agree with you on that one. But anyway.
And everybody fucking...
Okay, but then
I'll rephrase it.
I can do a successful podcast.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Everybody has a podcast.
Yeah, no, I know.
Here, if you're setting up a podcast, just stop. Just stop. Okay.
Why?
You missed the train. The train left 4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
The podcast train was leaving the station. Yeah.
Yeah. And you weren't on it.
You all had the opportunity to get on board. Your mom was even there blowing the whistle going, all aboard, all aboard. The 5:30 podcast to Spotify is leaving now. And you didn't, because you were like, oh no, podcast is never going to catch on. And now you hear about myself and Adrian making a quarter of $1 million a year.
Jeez, was our money cut?
Plus taxes.
Was our money cut?
That's for $300K a year.
Yeah.
And then you hear about Adrian and Jeremy are cleaning up $300,000 a year and you go, oh, I want a piece of that cake.
Do us a favour, will you? Will you take that back? Because my missus is listening. She's going to want to see where that money's gone.
She's a very sad woman if she's listening to this shite.
What?
I mean, she's a very sad woman if she's listening to this shite.
Well, that's very true, yeah.
Anyway, so you heard that Adrian and Jeremy were cleaning up on the pot and you heard about the two Johnnies and they're doing well.
Yeah.
And your woman with the mole. What's her name, the mole?
The mole?
The woman with the mole. Hi, you guys.
Oh, Vogie.
Vogie with the mole.
Yeah.
That's
made in England. That doesn't count.
All I'm saying is, lads, not everybody can be a podcaster.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of setting one up, stop.
Yeah, just stop.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about strings and bows and stuff.
So you can... Okay, hang on. Radio presenter.
Yeah. Podcaster. Yeah.
DJ.
DJ, yeah. Yeah.
There's not many gigs. Not many people ringing you for a gig.
Here, this conversation actually came up by an email that we got sent in only 7 minutes ago.
I know, and it broke my heart.
Asking for me to do a gig
actually,
for them.
It broke my heart.
So
it really
that's
did.
How this conversation's after coming up.
Yeah, someone just said, someone emailed Adrian on our business account saying we want you as a presenter.
Yeah. I mean, there you go.
Okay.
What more do you want?
So... Radio presenter, podcaster, DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Music bingo. Yeah. Two little ladies, 88.
Like,
have we not moved on from that? Spinning balls around and picking
out. There's no balls. That's what I said. You wouldn't have a clue. You'd be standing there spinning balls and people would say, where's the next song?
Okay, so that's four.
It's music bingo.
So four strings.
Four strings. I've a few more strings.
Now, let me give you all my strings.
Yeah, go on.
So, radio producer. Very successful. Very successful. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, what sort of ideas do you come up with?
Very few.
Yeah.
I rob other people's ideas.
Yeah, you probably do, yeah.
So, radio producer. Award-winning podcaster.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could say that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Award-winning podcaster, yeah.
PT.
What's PT?
I'm a personal trainer.
You haven't been inside the doors of a gym for about 2.5 years.
So it doesn't matter. Friends still ring me and ask me for fitness advice. So personal trainer.
Right, okay. Yeah. We're really clutching the straws here.
One of Dublin's star DJs.
You don't even gig in Dublin. Funny enough.
One of out of Dublin's star DJs. Yeah. And football stadium announcer. Thank you very much. That's not a job you could do.
Oh, yes, it is.
Number 22. They'll be off the pitch, but
I have to go to one of those matches. I have to hear you because I'm going to go, boo.
So you can just watch it on the telly. You can hear me on the telly.
You can't hear us on the telly. So it's always drowned out.
Substitution for Shamrock Rovers, number 22.
Yeah, that never goes out on the telly.
Oh, does it not?
It's always talked over.
Geez, my son told me I'm a telly star.
No, you're not.
So I have five. Oh, I'm also a trained chef, as you know.
A trained chef?
Yeah, I'm a fully trained chef.
You were a waiter.
No, I was a chef as well.
No, you've never cooked anything in your life.
Dessert chef.
A dessert chef. What, you put cream on top of the trifle? Wow.
I don't like trifle without cream, I have to say.
Anyway, where is this conversation coming from? It's to do with the fact that we got an email there asking for me to do a gig, yeah?
Yeah.
And you said, who'd want you? And then we got into a ridiculous argument over strings and bows and stuff.
Yeah. But honestly, if you ever need desserts made, I am your. Hey, speaking of desserts and food, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you all feel about this? Someone eating in your car. Do you let people eat in your car? Like, have you ever eaten out in your car?
Years ago. Yeah.
Are you a fan of eating out in a car?
I do. Well,
there's no need to stutter to today.
Okay, I do it every day. I do it regularly. I'll be honest with you.
So you're a fan of eating?
I did it before we arrived here today.
At that hour?
Yeah. It's no hour. It's no suitable hour.
I think you'll find there is.
No.
In broad daylight, though.
In broad daylight, yeah. Yeah, I was eating out in the car on my way here.
Why is it called broad daylight? It's just daylight. It's not broad. It's daylight. It's either daylight, it's not daylight. Broad daylight.
And a broad daylight is a bright day. That's what I'd call it.
And now our Jess, yep. I'd say she's done a bit of eating out in her car.
Would you?
Given her persuasion. You know what I mean?
Well, she's more likely to have a sandwich in the car than the next person.
Is that what they call it? Sandwich. Yeah. Okay, I want to tell you a story, guys. I want to see how you feel about this. Yeah? I'm a quiz master. Thank you, Michelle. You know I do quizzes as well.
No.
Jeez, I have so many strings. I'm a cello. Too many strings I have.
Where do you do quizzes?
You don't need to know.
I do need to know.
It's private business. Anyway, I was coming home from a football match on Friday night.
Okay.
From Tala.
From Tala, yes.
Football match in Tala.
Tala Stadium, yep.
Tala Stadium, that's where it is. And a mate of mine was dropping us home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a goo on me.
You had a goo on you?
I had a goo on me. I was hungry.
Oh, okay.
I was hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went into the Circle K garage just in Tala there. And I got a wrap, a chicken Caesar wrap.
Uh-huh.
And I got into the car and I opened it up. And your man goes, you're not eating that in my car. I says, sorry, what's the issue here? He says, no, I have a no eating ban in my car. I was very offended.
Were you?
Yeah.
But I don't blame him. I've seen you regularly come in here with food and you eat on the desk. Yeah, the state of the fucking desk when
Can I be honest with you guys? And
you're a sloppy eater.
When I'm eating out...
Yeah, you're sloppy.
There's a lot of slop. When I'm eating out, like...
Your friend is aware of your poor skills at eating.
Here's the thing. My friend, do you want to say hello to him?
How are you?
Well, Queevian is his name.
Is that not a girl's name?
No.
Oh, that's Kevin.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't stand these people. His name is Kevin and he calls himself Queevian.
No, his name has always been Queevian.
Ah, Queevian,
me arse. The Kevin you think.
No, I know, it doesn't matter.
No, his name is Queevian.
That's actually Kevin.
His name is.
That's Kevin.
No, his name is Queevian.
No.
Sorry, what do you say? No, that's not his name.
No, so pretentious.
What's pretentious? No, Adrian's pretentious then. His name is Queevian.
Ah, Kevin.
Why is that what the English?
Yeah.
Anyway, Queevin. Here's the thing about Quirin. If he was driving a brand new car that was straight off the smell of a fresh car.
No, it's lovely.
Have you ever had a fresh car?
I have.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
It's like a pair of fresh knickers on a woman. Just
what to say?
Just fresh. Isn't it though?
I wasn't expecting that. It's like the smell of a fresh pair of knickers on a woman.
You know when a woman just puts the knickers on and
so you go straight in and sniff them?
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar I do.
Jesus.
No, well, as opposed to, have you ever sniffed knickers that are ready to
I've
go?
I've never in? Sniffed knickers.
Have you? No, you haven't lived. You know, it's a big business, women smelling.
Anyway, but you get on with it.
So if the car he was driving was brand new, yeah, you'd say, okay, fair enough. But the thing's a clapped out 96D mic or something like that. Why have people got an issue with eating in the car? Like, you have a new car.
Yeah.
You have a newer car than me, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah, yeah. Do I eat in my car?
Well, Paul says if a girlfriend ate a snack box in your car, you'd kick her out. Now, how do you feel, Adrian, about having a greasy box in your car?
I don't like it. I wouldn't like it. I can understand where your friend is coming from.
But his car is not a new car.
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't be happy with you eating a wrap and stuff and dropping bits of chicken all over the floor. I've seen the way you eat.
I'm a very messy
You're like the cookie monster.
You
know the way all his cookies end up all over the place because he's actually a muppet and he doesn't have a real mouth.
There's no esophagus.
No,
there's no esophagus.
So he goes, ar, 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 and the biscuits end
that
up everywhere.
That really annoy me. How messy and easy you are. He just put the cookie. He had no teeth, either.
No teeth.
Did he have teeth?
No teeth.
He had no teeth.
He just shoved the cookie in his gob and go, ar, 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 ar.
That's all he'd go, ar, 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 me one. And then he'd say after, me one more cookies. I'm like, that's because you didn't fucking eat any the first time around.
Yeah. Anyway, where was it? You eat like the cookie monster. Yeah.
So,
if I were your friend, Kevin...
Yeah. No, Queevy.
No, I'm not calling him
Queevy. So what do you call the Irish goalkeeper?
Huh?
What do you call the Irish goalkeeper?
Kevin Kelleher. Ah, yeah, that's his name.
That's what you
that's
call
his
him.
Name, yeah.
You say that to his face.
Huh?
How are you, Kevin Kelleher?
Yeah, that's his name.
So anyway. What is allowed to be eaten in your car?
A sandwich by me and me only. That's it.
What?
Don't let anyone else eat. I eat my lunch. Driving here, actually, to the podcast every day, I have a sandwich in the car.
It's not spaghetti bolognese or anything like that, is it?
No, obviously.
And have you ever spilled your load in the car?
I did. I knocked a can of Coke all over the car, my last car.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So your sticky seats.
Yeah, dreadful. It was a nightmare to clean up. So I can understand how Kevin feels about cheating in his car.
What mess did the Coke make?
What? Oh, it was sticky as hell.
There you go. You heard it here first. Adrian does Coke in his car.
No, I know. I had sticky seats.
Adrian does Coke in his car.
Yeah, I did.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Can I talk about the man for a second?
The man? What
the
man?
The man around the corner.
What man around the corner?
The man around the corner. That fella.
Where? In the golf club? We're in Portmarnock, in the golf club, no?
Is there a golf club in Portmarnock?
It's one of the most infamous in the world.
Didn't know that.
It is. This just leads me nicely. What is the Portmarnock Golf Club's claim to fame or not famous? In fact,
you had sex in a bunker on the seventh fairway.
The seventh fairway? No, it wasn't. No. Portmarnock Golf Club.
Oh, God.
No, this is a true story.
We're not going to be able to play this again. It's going to be so boring.
No. Portmarnock Golf Club was the last golf club in Ireland to allow ladies to be members.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
It was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Up until then, just this golf, the golf club across the road, if you were female, you couldn't be a member.
Which should be the way, anyway, if I had my way.
Really?
Oh, no, women shouldn't be members of golf clubs.
Why?
Because they don't hit the ball as far as men. They're too slow on the tee.
Really?
Ah, yeah, they're chatting, drinking Prosecco on the tee. And you're trying to tee off, doing their makeup. This is a true story. I was playing in the golf club a couple of years ago. As you know,
Don't tell me you're about to say I'm a prolific golfer, are you?
No, I'm not about to. Why would I lie? I used to be a good golfer.
Yeah.
And now I drive neither a car nor a golf ball.
What does that even mean?
I drive neither a car nor a golf ball head.
You don't play golf anymore, do you?
I don't play golf anymore. I couldn't.
Why?
Injuries. And
by the way, it was only 2021 that they officially voted to allow female members.
I used
in Portmarnock Golf Club.
Mm, and I used to hate when I'd be on a golf course and there would be women ahead of me because they wouldn't let me put my ball through, if you'll pardon the French.
Why, what French is that?
I don't know. You know when you play through, when they go over to the side and they let you play through. They'd never let you play through. In the same way, a woman will never let you out of a junction.
No, they don't really that often.
Why don't they?
I don't know.
Well, they don't for you because they don't like you. You're a predator. That's why they don't do it to
what?
You. They don't do it to you because you're a predator.
But you've just said that publicly. I now have you on the record stating that. And now I'm going to sue you.
Oh, you're going to be in the Epstein files.
Yeah, I'm going to sue you.
I'll redact you. By the way, can I just say, I had never heard of that word until a couple of weeks ago.
Redacting?
I never knew what that word meant.
Oh, you're so uneducated.
And I was out. I don't know. I see most of you.
Hey, what do you do for a living? How have you not got to this stage in your life that you didn't know what the word redacted meant?
So, guys, I was out with my handicap, Orla wants to know. It was 14, actually, which was quite a good handicap for those of you who know about golf. Pardon the French.
Why do you keep saying French? I haven't heard one word of French come out of your gob.
So my handicap was 14, so I was quite good, but I had to give it up because of medical abnormalities. Let's just say. Anyway, guys.
You gave up golf because of medical abnormalities?
Yeah.
What, you had a growth?
Can't talk about it. Anyway, I was in the company of...
What medical what was the word?
Abnormalities.
Abnormalities would lead you to give up golf.
You know what it is.
A spinal infusion or something?
No, I'm allergic to the material.
Oh, rubber.
Yeah, I'm allergic to rubber, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's how you have three children. You were allergic to Johnny's. Oh. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Well, unlike most of the people who listen to this podcast, my children were actually planned.
Planned?
And they actually know who baby daddy is. Ah, yeah, most of the people listen to baby. Who baby daddy? Who's baby daddy? Imagine our listeners on Mother's Day. Imagine the goings on Mother's Day.
Unfortunately for your kids, they can't deny you because they're all the bloody image of you.
Anyway,
God love them. I always feel sorry for
your
kids.
Anyway, guys, I was in the company of some very educated people last week. And these would be people of academia, let's just say. People that when you go into the house, they have plaques.
Do you know how much of a wanker you sound on this podcast?
No, but they
do you?
No, they're
do you know what
they're
a tosser
educated
you
people.
Sound?
I've been hanging around with educated people.
Like you go into their house in the hallway, they have like...
Certificates on the wall. Like you.
The only stick of you have on the wall is the time you did in prison. I was in Mountjoy.
I don't have that certificate on the wall.
What did you do with that certificate?
Say, do you get a certificate to say I was in Mountjoy prison?
Yes, when you get released from prison, they give you a certificate.
To say what?
Do you never see people when they...
No.
Then you do.
There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
You're making shit up
no,
now.
No, there's not. When you get out of prison, you are handed a certificate of to say that you've done your time and it's rolled up in a tube. You've often seen Enoch when he's... Like, many times has Enoch been in prison?
More times than he cares to remember.
Yeah, you get a certificate.
You don't get a certificate. Why are you making shit up?
That's actually the truth. Anyway, guys, I was in the company of some very well-educated people. People that went to, like, Michael's in Black Rock College, that kind of thing. Clongos. One of the lads is from Clongos as well. And, of course, two lads...
Shut up, you tosser.
Two lads from Old Wesley. So they were
educated. Please get on with his story.
They were educated people, and I'm not an educated person.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I've winged my way. Is that the correct word?
You literally
What's
have.
What's the past tense of wing?
I wanged. You've hung on to my coattails all these years.
Yeah, so I have literally bluffed my way through life.
Yep.
And that's true.
At least that's an honest thing to say.
And they were having a conversation about the Epstein files.
And the fact that items
very
were...
Very light-hearted conversation in the bar.
And the fact that items were redacted.
And I didn't know what the word redacted meant. And they were like, so the two Wesley lads, yeah?
Oh, hello, Bartholomew.
Well, his name is actually Kiefer.
Kiefer?
Kiefer.
How are you, Mr. Sutherland?
No, it's not Kiefer Sutherland. No, his name is Kiefer.
Is it?
He went to Old Wesley, yeah.
Hello, Kiefer.
I don't know where he got the name from. Anyway, Kiefer was like, no, they don't speak that. I wouldn't hang around people like that. But they were like, oh my God, I wonder whose names are being redacted. I even mentioned yours, by the way. with the black.
I'm not in the Epstein files.
And I didn't know what the word meant.
How embarrassing.
So, you didn't know what it meant.
I did. I've known it for years.
That word has never come up in conversation anywhere.
Yes, it has.
Oh, yeah. Well,
regularly.
When your solicitor said, hey, when we got you redacted, it's okay. You're all right.
Regularly, reports come out and items are redacted.
I've never heard that word.
You're just an uneducated fool.
No, doesn't. That word did not exist before the Epstein files.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
It absolutely did.
How come I've never come across
it? Because you're an uneducated fool.
What? In what day? In what walk of life? Put that into a sentence for me. If Epstein didn't exist.
The report was published today and several names were redacted to protect their identity.
No, I've never heard
of that. That's the way it works.
I've never actually heard that before. Anyway, the lads were talking about names being redacted. And I'm trying to Google it as I'm talking to them to find out what
that's
the word...
So embarrassing.
What?
So embarrassing.
Anyway, we were talking about the Epstein files and...
Where's the story going?
No, it's not going anywhere. But a good point about that Fitzer, yeah?
Yeah.
Fitzer went to Old Wesley as well, school. boarding school, by the way.
Yeah.
Not weird.
What's weird about it?
His parents live in like Churchtown.
And they sent him off down the country to go to boarding school?
No, he went to boarding school in Dublin.
Yeah, and?
Why would you send a kid to boarding school when it's just around the corner from you?
Ah, get rid of them. Anyway, I'm sure if you had the wherewithal, you'd get rid of your rugrat straight away.
Oh, I'd send them off to the orphanage. Be like, yeah, what's her woman's name from Annie? Mrs. McGonagall or whatever her name is. Anyway,
Mrs. McGonagall?
Is that not the woman who rang the orphanage in there?
Mrs. McGonagall?
It's a hard knock life for us. What was the name of it?
Oh, it was. Oh, was no, it? Mrs. McGonagall was in Harry Potter, fool.
Who ran the place in Annie?
The orphanage?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it Annie? Was that her name?
No, it wasn't Mrs. McGonagall anyway.
Anyway, Fitzer made a very good point that I've never realised. Well, you know the Epstein Files? It's a stupid name for the whole thing. Do you agree? Why weren't they just called the pedo files?
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did. That's very clever.
It wasn't me.
You did it funny there.
No, I'd like to take credit for it. I can't. It was Fitzer.
Why wasn't it called the pedo files?
So when someone was sitting in the room, the head of marketing, yeah?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not making light of the victims that are
so instead of calling them...
Sorry, the victims redacted or the dirty old perverts?
A lot of the victims are redacted, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but a lot of the parvies are redacted because might identify the victims as well.
Oh, it wasn't hush,
just a lot of black lines.
A lot. Now, who did that? Because there's like 6 million files.
Yeah, the American government did.
So when they sat down and they said, your man Epstein's dead now.
Yeah.
Yeah, by accident.
No. He did himself in. That's the official story.
Ah.
That's the official story, yeah.
When they were putting it together, they said, oh, Jesus. So they went to Jeffrey's computer after he died. And they found that he had all these files.
Mm-hmm.
Must have had some hard drive on his computer.
Come on.
And they were saying, this is going to be big news. This is going to be the biggest news of the century. This is going to be huge. It's going to be in every newspaper ever. What will we call it?
The Epstein files.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. Sure it doesn't. So why?
You think it should? Oh, Miss Hannigan, by the way. Miss Hannigan was who ran the orphanage in Annie.
I don't use this word like she was an LG bag. I'm sorry, she was, wasn't she? She was very horrible to those kids, wasn't she?
Yeah, Miss Hannigan, yeah.
Wasn't she? Right. She was a drunk.
She was. Anyway, so
when they were coming up with a name for it, and go, let's...
So instead of calling it the Epstein files, it should have been called the pedo files.
But it doesn't sound... Because his name isn't even on the files, is it?
I don't know.
No, they're his files.
But not all his files. It's all the information that's been collated about him.
I'm very stupid. I know nothing about
this. You don't know what collated means either?
No.
So can I go back to the little simple things that you'd like to talk about? The man around the corner.
There's a fella that works around the corner from us. Have you seen him?
No.
Have we not seen him? He's been here for the last 2 weeks.
I don't come that way.
That's what she said last night.
You're so immature.
Adrian.
There's a man, yeah.
How come you... Adrian.
Yeah.
You know the man around the corner there? He's been here for the last 2 weeks.
I don't come that way.
That's what she said last night.
Oh, Jesus. So childish. What about the man around the corner?
That's what she said last night as well.
What about the man around the corner? What about him?
There's a fella that's around the corner from our studio here.
In Port Marnock.
In Port Marnock. And he's a stop-go worker.
Oh, brilliant. I love that
and
job.
He's been there for the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Literally been there for the last 2 weeks. And I've noticed him every time I drive by. And his job is literally to stand at the roadworks. And he has a pole between his legs.
Yeah.
How come you've never had a pole between your legs?
It's been a long time.
That's what she said last night. And literally his job for the last 2 weeks. I don't know, what shift does he work? How many hours would you say?
8 hours anyway. Yeah.
8 hours.
Yeah.
So for 8 hours every day, let's call him Pavel.
Okay, Pavel, yeah. He may or may not be a foreigner.
Oh, no, he is Polish.
How do you know?
Because I've rolled down the window and said, will you turn your fucking sign around? I'm late for the podcast. Oh, no, Mr. Jeremy, we cannot die.
No, he's Indian.
No, he's from Poland. No, Mr. Jeremy, I have to operate the pole.
This man who operates the pole even knows your name.
Yeah, because I go by him every day. I say, how are you today, Pavel? Everything's Pavel. You well, Pavel? Oh, very good, Jeremy. Very good. Hard day at work. Ask me how, Pavel. All you have to do is turn the pole around. So is that the easiest job?
I would love that job. There's no pressure.
Isn't that a great job? So Pavel is standing at one end of the road, yeah?
His mate is up the other end of the road.
His name is probably...
Pavelella.
No, give me another Polish. That's the only Polish name I think exists.
Is it?
They're all called Paul.
Yeah, okay. Can we go with that?
You know what they're called, Paul?
No. Oh, John Paul.
After John Paul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go on anyway.
So Polish John is at the other end.
So the two lads have their pole.
And Pavel, like, he must smoke about 60 a day because he always has a fag in his mouth when he's...
Well, what else is he to do?
What?
Like, what else is to be...
You don't want
to
give yourself cancer.
You take up cigarettes doing that job.
So anyway, Pavel is at one end of the road. And what's the other fella's name? He's not as friendly. Give me a Polish man's name.
Carol. That was the Pope's name. His name was Carol. K-A-R-O-L.
It was JP.
No, his original name was Carol.
Carol?
Yeah.
The Pope was called Carol?
Yeah, that was his name.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Now, don't make a fool of me. I know I am a bit of a fool.
Yeah.
Oh, Carol.
Yeah.
Was his name actually Carol?
His name is Carol, yeah. Hang on, I'll just... go on anyway, talk amongst yourselves.
So, the guy who is at the other end, all they literally do is, when the traffic has gone by, one of them waves to... So, Pavel waves up to his mate up the other end of the road, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Mikhail. Let's say Mikhail. Hey, Mikhail.
No, Carol. Look, Carol Josef Wojtyla. That was the Pope's
name. Okay, Wojtyla. Hey, Wojtyla.
No, that's his surname.
Oh, what's his first name?
Carol was his first name.
I don't accept Carol as a man's name.
K-A-R-O-L. That was Pope John Paul II's first name, Carol.
Sorry, I wasn't even born when that man was alive.
Oh, Carol.
I am but a fool. Yeah, I get it. I wasn't even alive when that man was alive. When
well, you weren't born in 2005.
When he came to Ireland. When did he come to Ireland?
1979.
The only recollection I have of that, I saw a video on YouTube a couple of weeks ago of somebody kissing his ring up at the Phoenix Park.
Loads of people did that. Loads did that.
What do you mean?
That's a very popular thing in the Phoenix Park. When the Pope is there, you kiss his ring. Anyway, so the man turning his pole, the Polish dude.
Literally the only thing Pavel has to worry about, yeah, on a daily basis is when Mikhail is going to give him the nod to turn the pole. I want that job. How do I get that job?
I'll get you that job.
And, sorry, what's wrong? You okay?
No, nothing's wrong. Go on, continue.
And he didn't get the joke. I made a joke with Pavel yesterday. I said, Pavel, what's the chances? What do you mean, Jeremy? What? There, I have the Polish accent. What do you mean? They don't say what, say what. What do you mean, Jeremy? What do you mean? And I said, how funny is it, Pavel, that you're a Pole holding a pole? I don't get the
joke. One of our listeners has just pointed out, Jeremy.
Yes.
That you are, oh my God, I've just spotted Jeremy wearing council estate scum.
So what?
You're wearing an Under Armour jacket.
So Under Armour's in council estate?
Oh, yes, it is.
Actually, isn't that
it actually is.
No, it actually isn't.
Read the comments.
That's from some dollhead.
Ah, no. Everybody's saying it. Jeremy's wearing an Under Armour jacket. Look. Jeremy wearing selling ganja now and wearing an Under Armour jacket.
Ganja?
Why are you wearing a council jacket?
It's not a council jacket. This jacket was 250 quid.
Yeah, that's the point.
So people in council estates, if they could afford to...
Sorry, can I
just say... And I'm
Canada Goose are €1,000.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're at a Fairy House Market.
That's what that is.
I didn't buy this in Fairy House Market.
Fairy House doesn't sell fake ones anyway.
Allegedly.
No.
Sorry, can I just say...
Can we get on with this bloody show?
No, because I have to defend my... This is an Under Armour. All my sports clothes are Under Armour.
Oh, says it all.
But can I just say... People in council estates don't wear Under Armour. Do you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because if someone living in the council estate could afford a jacket for 250 quid, yeah? Do you not think they'd get out of their kippy council estate and buy a house in a private area?
Can I just tell you, the amount of comments coming in, Jeremy wearing Under Armour, council estate scum, yeah?
It's the same person.
Oh my God, spot the Under Armour.
So who's saying people in council estates are scum?
You do, every week.
Yeah.
Jeremy's
anyway,
wearing...
say hello to Pavel the Pole.
Yeah, say hello to Under Armour scum.
Hey, Pavel, you're a pole holding a pole. I do not get... See, that's what
you're trying to divert this conversation from this glaringly obvious North Face, Under Armour...
I have a North Face. North Face jackets.
And Canada Goose. All three.
So what jackets are we supposed to wear now?
Well, keep wearing that.
I'm sorry, Under Armour, by the way, lads.
Can I ask you why you're wearing a heavy jacket in the bacon hot studio?
Under Armour is like the clothing for the sporting person, which is like me.
It's not really.
Well, it actually is. It could be worse. It could be like those fat people that wear gym plus coffee. You know those eejits that go around gym plus coffee things? You haven't been in the gym since Whammer in the charts. You do the coffee part, but you don't do the gym part.
Anyway, pop into a council estate on your way home. You'll fit in.
There's
like
no a council estate.
No, nothing whatsoever.
There's nothing wrong with
agree.
A council estate.
I agree.
You're from one, I'm from one.
Go get your what's it called?
Tell you, you look outside the telegraph wires outside my house, you won't see runners hanging out of them.
No, you'll see two runners hanging
out of
them.
Two runners, yeah, double runners.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Our sincerest.
No.
What?
Don't apologise on my behalf. I hate when people apologise on my behalf.
It's like
we were out on a night out a couple of weeks ago and I got a bit drunk. You don't drink. Yeah, I said it for you, you don't have to say it. Anyway, we were out on a night out and we had a few drinks. We were among friends. Myself and my wife were out with two other couples.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
So six of us.
Yeah, six of you, yeah.
And we went for an Asian fusion meal.
An Asian fusion
yeah,
meal.
Yeah, mixes Thai with Chinese with Japanese.
So it's just food.
It's just food.
Yeah.
And anyway, I got a bit drunk. I was drinking sake. Have you ever had sake?
Yeah.
Sake.
Yeah?
And I got a bit drunk and I made a bit of a show of myself. My wife turned around as we were all leaving and said to, which pissed me off, let me tell you. She said to the other two couples, she says, apologies for Jeremy's behaviour. He's a bit drunk. Don't ever apologise on my behalf.
Okay, well, I'm not apologising on your behalf. Sorry we're late, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not apologising. What happened to you? Why be late?
Well, you know what happened? It's all over the news. I was stuck in the Port Tunnel. The Port Tunnel closed down literally for an hour and everybody was just left in their cars.
Trapped
in their cars, like Colonel Abrams.
Who?
Colonel Abrams. Abrams.
Hello?
1984, right?
It's actually 1985. Is on the
That's
phone for
shit.
You.
I nearly got it right. The song from the 80s.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm trapped. Yes, I'm trapped. So that is the reason. But,
yeah, the Port Tunnel was closed for an hour and
so it's outside our control.
Correct.
And if you can't, the problem about the Port Tunnel is once you're queuing up for it or once you're in it, you can't get off it. So they shut it down for a whole hour. But anyway, I'm not apologising. Stop giving out, by the way, because I always say to everybody who gives out if the show is late or something like that, why is it late? Fuck off. You don't pay for
the
show.
Don't be telling people to fuck off.
Oh, no, I will. I'm angry at the moment.
What are you angry over?
Over being stuck in the tunnel.
Let's take it out in the tunnel, people.
I'm seething. Anyway.
I actually rang the Port Tunnel while you were there in the queue.
You ripped them apart.
I did.
Ripped
them. So I led on that I was the one that was stuck in the traffic, but I said I was going to Dublin Airport and I needed to catch a flight, going on my lovely holidays, and she didn't care. She couldn't have cared less.
She knows how many holidays you go in a year, so she was like, what's another holiday to you, Avery?
She didn't say
What's another holiday?
I didn't give her my name. But she didn't give a rat's.
Anyway, that is the reason, but don't complain because you get this for free. That's like if you're on a bus pass complaining about the bus is late. You know, pensioner. The 45 didn't arrive. You get it for free, missus. Shut up. When you get something for free, you've no right to complain.
Really?
Absolutely. In all walks of life, you've no right to complain. Like if your missus gives you a ride, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's a bit below par, yeah?
She gives you a ride and it's a bit below par.
She's not playing her full game.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a meh one. A meh ride. You know what a meh ride is?
A meh.
Meh.
What about it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you complain?
No, why?
Because you're getting it for free. That's why. It's a free ride. So stop it complaining. It's not our fault. Do you think I wanted to be sitting? And by the way, there's nothing worse about being sitting in a car when you need to go for a wee-wee.
Oh, and did you?
No, the only thing I had in the car was a glass bottle of Coke. Now, I don't know if you've seen the top of a bottle of Coke. It's very, very small.
It is.
I have a very girthy penis.
Have you? Jesus, I needed to know that. Our listeners needed to know that.
I think they did. I think they were all asking.
No, they weren't.
So that's the reason we're late. We're over now. We've explained this. We need to get on with the show. It's a big topic today.
It is.
Everybody's talking about it.
Share this video onto your own social media, by the way.
Are you back to doing that? Share videos.
Yeah, share videos.
It's 1992. Sharing videos.
Well, was Facebook invented in 1992?
No. And because of the mood I'm in, I'll probably take it out on the topic today, because I'm very, very angry. Did I say I'm angry?
Yeah, you did.
Literally, my bladder nearly... what would happen? Can your bladder actually explode? Like, you've had issues down that neck of the woods.
I didn't have any issues with my bladder.
I thought that's where you had to get your bladder taken out. What happened
to you? No, I didn't have my bladder taken out. Why would you be getting your bladder taken out?
What part have you got taken out?
My prostate.
What's that?
It's a thing that does stuff.
It's a thing?
It's a little thing that size. But it's gone. And what do you do with my bladder? My bladder's grand.
And do you have your prostate now?
No, it's gone.
No, is it in a jar or something?
What?
Is it in a jar? Did they give it to you?
No, it was riddled with cancer. I don't want that.
Oh, nobody wants a cancerous prostate.
No, absolutely not.
On the mantle. We should talk about that on the next podcast. People keeping stuff in jars.
Why, who keeps stuff in jars?
My friend's granny, now she's long gone, used to keep her thumb in a jar.
What?
My friend's granny used to keep her thumb in a jar over the mantelpiece.
Did she not have it on her hand?
No, it came off. So she worked in a biscuit factory.
Oh, I think I heard this story before.
You couldn't have heard this story
before. I did.
But not for me. So you must know the woman.
No, you told this story before.
She works.
You're like Groundhog Day. Sitting in conversation with you is like Groundhog Day because you come up with the same material over and over and over again.
It's not material. She worked in a biscuit factory.
Yeah, and she got her finger chopped off.
And she wasn't paying attention. I can't name the biscuit.
Why can't you name the biscuit company?
Because you'd never eat the biscuits again because you'd be afraid that a finger's going to... Although I love an...
She got her finger back,
I love an old chocolate finger dipped in it. Do you like them? Dipped in a cup of tea?
I do. Love them. Love them.
Anyway, she lost her finger in the biscuit machine.
Yeah.
And they obviously rescued the finger back out of the biscuit machine. They turned off the machine. Stop all the machines!
Yeah.
And they turned them off. And the Jammy Dodger got her finger... That's not the biscuits they were making, by the way. But she was a Jammy Dodger. Because she got her finger back,
yeah,
but they couldn't put it back on. So the doctor said, you want to keep your finger? And it's now, well, I don't know where it is now, but back in the 80s, we used to go around to his granny's house to see the finger in the jar.
Yeah, you have told that story before. It is literally like Groundhog Day.
I actually have.
You actually have, yeah. Katie wanted to keep
her... preserved.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was. What, was it in vinegar or something?
I don't know. Well, I didn't drink it, but it was... Well, what did they put beetroot in?
Vinegar.
Yeah, because you can beetroot never goes off.
Yeah, because it's in vinegar.
You could eat beetroot from the 60s now if you had it.
Who would want to do that?
I don't know. Go on.
And what chances are there that somebody has a jar of beetroot from the 60s?
Oh, I'd love an old jar of Cross and Blackwell, I have to say now.
Back to the point. Our Katie got...
How sad is that bitch, by the way?
Who?
Katie.
What?
That when she's not even working on the show, she's listening to it.
I listen as well when I'm not here. I don't like what I hear. I don't like it. The Katie part of it is not bad. You're brutal on your own.
She must have photographs of you in a compromising position.
Why?
You're always afraid to give out about her.
Anyway,
she must have photographs of you sucking off a donkey in a field or something like that. She has to publish the photographs. Were you redacted?
Anyway.
Katie's great.
I listen when I'm off as well. And I don't like what I hear.
Sad bitch and a sad bastard.
Anyway, Katie wanted to keep her gallbladder and her gallstones that she got removed.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't let her.
Really?
Well, they literally wouldn't let her.
No, they won't now. They have to... Well, they're sent off for a biopsy and then they get destroyed. But back in the day, they get sent down to the incinerator.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you get out to the incinerator on a Monday, you'll see a big bucket of gallbladders just arriving.
Just getting chucked in the fire.
Throwing them into the fire. Like, but back in the day, they would let you keep. So I had my thing.
Your
in
thing?
A jar. What's it called? Thing on my back.
Oh, that growth yolk?
Yeah, the growth yolk.
Oh, that's... Why would you want that?
What was it called?
It's horrendous looking yolk.
Lipoma.
Yeah, horrendous looking.
I had a lipoma. It used to be a chat up line. Do you want to come home and see me lipoma? Ever stood in Copperface Jacks and said to a woman,
do you want to come home and see my lipoma?
I remember one night being...
I would have thought that's a fish in a bowl or something.
What? But I remember being in Coppers one night, and the reason I remember it was Coppers because Coppers is the only nightclub in the world that plays the team from the A-team.
I doubt they do it in this day and age.
Oh, they still do. Yes, they still do.
Don't think so.
They do. There were actually, that night, there were people up dancing. Anyway, I was standing in Copperface Jacks and I'd pull a young mare.
A mare?
A mare, yes. I'd pull the young mare.
Being refers to a woman as a mare?
What?
You sexist bastard.
Well, what's sexist about it?
It's just sexist.
No, it's sexy, actually.
It's not.
Anyway, I tell a lie. I was in the process of... The deal wasn't sealed.
Okay.
Okay? We were having negotiations at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to get her a drink for the bar.
No wonder the deal wasn't sealed if you called her a mare.
No, I didn't. No, but I was trying to get a drink in before the bar closed at 20 past one, as per the Irish law. So the bar was about to close in Copperface Jacks at
20 past one?
Yeah, 20 past one.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yes, closing time for the bar, as per Irish law, under the Liquor Intoxication Act.
It's 20 past one.
Yeah, so I was up at the bar trying to get a drink.
We've been in Coppers at 2:45 and gotten a drink.
Yeah, that's because we're celebrities in Coppers. Anyway, I had a few drinks on me. I was a bit drunk, yeah?
That's twice. And you don't drink. That's the amazing part.
Oh, here, this was the 90s now. Cop on. And the A-team was playing in the background. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I said to her, do you want to come back to my place and have a look at my lipoma?
To which she replied...
Well, put it this way. I ended up going home alone that night.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
I hate to spread a bit of bad news because I'm all about positivity.
Don't spread bad news if you hate to do it.
I'm a positive kind of guy, but I want to bring you some very sad news today. Do you want to hear it? Any sad music?
What's sad music?
I don't know, sad music.
Hang on, wait like Google sad music.
Who has time? I don't have time. Don't have time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I have it. Yeah, I have sad music. Do you want sad music? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Just bear with me for 1 second.
Royalty free, if possible.
Okay. Let's bring in sad music. some sad music. Jeez. Here is the sad music.
Where's the art? Oh, no, it's not that sad. I'm not talking about anybody dying.
You said sad music.
Okay, so anyway, guys, I was diagnosed yesterday by my doctor.
Oh.
And I just want to share the news with you that this could be my last ever podcast.
Well, that's fairly sad.
Yeah. I may be retiring from the world of podcasting due to ill health. And I just want to say that this time has been, it's been fun. Also, I have to, you all started them off, you know when they put these stupid videos on Instagram, I have to think long and hard before posting this. They always say that, don't they?
Yeah, they were thinking of posting it all along.
Yeah, of course. They were never not going to post it. So I've been thinking long and hard about coming out about this.
God, that's tragic music.
It's very tragic.
Yeah. What's the issue?
What?
What's the issue?
My kids yesterday, can we talk about this? Have we time to talk? Actually, we do. I've loads of time today.
Have you?
I've loads of time. My daughter's grounded, so she's at home in the house and I don't want to fucking go home. That's the bottom line. I have all the we have all the time. What's this?
See, you're not
in the world.
Normally, you're in a rush home every day.
Who sang that song?
Louis Armstrong.
We have all.
So normally, you're in a rush home.
What's his name?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Yeah.
I could be a Louis
Armstrong.
I could be a Louis Armstrong.
Sorry, is this story just about your daughter being grounded?
No, it's not. No, that's another sad thing. But I'm saying I've loads of time to tell the story. I'm going to drag this out like a bitch.
Well, you drag everything else out like a bitch. So can you just actually come to the punchline before the sad music
comes
out?
No, but the fact is my daughter is grounded. One of my daughters is grounded for the rest of the week because she's being a little a madam.
Madam. Yeah.
No, my wife's words. I have a different word for my daughter, the way she's behaving. That's not what the sad part is. We'll come to that in a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Tell me when to restart the sad music.
Yeah. So literally, I've all the time in the world. Nothing more.
No, I don't want to hear you sing, and I want to know why.
Only love.
I have my phone in my hand. I'm about to text Katie to tell her she's in.
Oh, no, but I come. Anyway, I've all the time in the world because my daughter's grounded.
You've said that already.
And then I realise, fuck, she's going to be in the house wrecking my head. Should I break the grounding?
No, you did it the last time.
I did. I gave in for myself,
yeah,
didn't I?
No. Stick at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, be a man. Be a strong man.
I don't want to run around the house. Oh, daddy, can we do daddy, will you do the K-pop Demon Hunters dance with me? No, fuck off. Anyway, back to the sad music.
Okay. Yeah.
My kids, the day before yesterday, asked me, because they've never done this, asked me could they go bowling.
Okay, yeah.
And I only realised something. Hence the sad music.
Yeah.
There's no bowling alleys left in Dublin.
What?
All the bowling alleys are gone. They're never going to experience bowling ever again. So they were doing bowling with the Wii. Have you ever done bowling with the Wii?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's deadly, yeah.
And one of the nunchucks feckin' broke one of my wife's favourite vases. Vase or vase?
Oh, flew out of their hand?
Yeah, literally broke one of her vases.
You meant to put the wrist thing on.
No point telling me that now, the vase is broken.
Oh. Sorry, you started off by saying I've been diagnosed with something, and the amount of messages coming in from people saying, oh Jesus, this is serious.
Oh no diagnosis here. I've never been healthier.
You said at the start I was diagnosed with...
No. Although, having said that, I could have a stroke.
So,
have a stroke today.
Sad news is...
Yeah.
There are no bowling alleys in Dublin. Is that it?
Yeah. So what are we going to do, lads? How did this happen, and how did we let this? It's like the local property tax.
What about it?
We let that slip in under the carpet, yeah?
Yeah.
Nobody knew about it, yeah? And then one day you got your pay slip and you were paying local property tax and it was already there. How did we let all the bowling alleys go out of Dublin?
There's loads of bowling alleys in Dublin.
There literally isn't. I googled it.
There is. Look, Leisureplex and Coolock, Leisureplex and Blanchardstown.
No, they're all gone.
They're not.
So there hasn't been a Leisureplex in Ireland since the 90s. What are you talking about?
It's open and it closes at 10 o'clock tonight.
Next you're going to say there's a nightclub in Howth called Good Time Charlie's. We should go out there tomorrow night.
Hang on.
But you're going to say Good Time Charlie's is still there.
You're telling me that the Leisureplex in Blanche isn't there?
No, they all closed down, didn't they?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, you're a fool of a man.
No, I think you're wrong.
No,
I think.
No, you didn't. You say you Googled it.
Yes.
You clearly didn't Google very well. Just bear with me for a second. Bear with me for 1 second.
Okay.
Now.
What are you doing?
I'm making a phone call.
Hello, Leisure Place Blanchardstown.
Have you got? My name is. No, that's irrelevant. Have you got bowling alleys?
Yeah, we do.
How many have you got?
Was it 18?
18. Wow. 18 lanes. That's brilliant. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Now, there you go. What more do you want?
If I was running a company, I'd want her running my company.
Why?
She's very polite.
Oh, yeah. Lovely bedside manner. Lovely. Anyway.
Slightly inappropriate.
Go back to what you were saying. So that all that sad music was a waste of time.
Oh, God. Sorry. Hang on a sec.
There are more bowling alleys in Dublin now than there ever have been.
Tina has been on to us. We're having a party there at the weekend. Well, yeah. Fuck me sideways. I thought they were all closed. So my local bowling alley is gone.
Which is where?
It's apartments. Stillorgan.
Hey, that's gone years.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah.
I heard the Leisureplex had pulled out.
Pulled out of what?
Pulled out of Ireland. They're gone.
They're in Blanche. They're in Coolock. They're in Talla.
Oisín has been on. Oisín McCourt. Hello, Oisín McCourt.
How are you, Oisín?
Yeah. Imagine if he played tennis and his name was McCourt. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? His name.
How do you know he doesn't play tennis?
But it'd be funny. I play tennis and my name is Court.
Oisín McCourt on Court 1.
That's just funny. He said there's a place in Selbridge. Selbridge. I don't even know what county Selbridge is in. Where is it? Carlo or something?
Anyway, you've just made a complete fool of yourself. You got me to drag out that sad music because there's no bowling alleys and your kids are going to live the rest of their lives without ever having something to stick their fingers into. And now you've just discovered they're everywhere. What more do you want? There's one out in Bray.
No, there's not one in Bray.
There is, right beside the Dart Station.
Is there?
Jesus Christ, where have you been?
What's it called, one in Bray? Is it Leisureplex?
No, it's not Leisureplex. I can't remember the... Bray Bowl.
Yeah. Jesus.
Give the
marketing department a pay rise for that. Bray Bowl, they call it.
Bray Bowl Family Entertainment Centre. Look, bowling alleys. Look, there you go. What more do you want?
Oh, how many lanes?
I don't know. I didn't count them.
I have to bring this up.
You're a fool, man.
I honestly thought they were all gone. I have to bring this up, yeah?
Yeah.
The people who put the railings.
Oh, yeah. They're fools.
Come on, lads.
That's not bowling.
Come on, lads.
I can deal with that for a two-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. No, not even a two-year-old. But those people that put the gutter, what are they called? The gutter barriers down. Absolutely not.
Anyway, the Bray Bowl is right beside the Bray Dart Station. Right beside it. Big building. Can't miss it.
I was a member of a bowling team in Stillorgan back in the noughties.
Were you?
Did you know that?
No.
I had my own personalised ball, the whole lot.
But you don't know much about the bloody sport.
Sorry, I once got a 280. Do you know what a 280 is? Do you know what her name was, the bowling team, by the way?
No.
Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
Can you take three fingers? That's actually true. That is actually...
Sorry, by the way, 280, what's 280?
That's the score I got. That was my highest score in bowling.
Was it?
The maximum is 300.
300, yeah.
Yeah. Can you take three fingers?
Can you? Oh.
Isn't that a great name for a bowling team?
Brilliant.
It's not actually accurate, by the way. It's can you take two fingers and a thumb?
It's a bit long. It's a bit of a long name. Anyway, you've just made a complete and utter show of yourself. There are more bowling alleys in Dublin now than there ever have been.
Oh, somebody says
who?
That Bray Bowl does a bring your own drink.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Ah, who would be bowling pissed?
Ah, it's the only way to bowl.
The last time I tried to stick three fingers in when I was drunk, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's just say it didn't work out very well. It ended up in the gutter. I'm sorry, I had no idea that they were still there.
Yeah, well, there you are. So this is a whole section of Opinions Matter dedicated to nothing. To literally nothing.
Well, no, the one...
How was I able to find out the answer in 10 seconds by ringing that Leisureplex?
Well, the one positive...
Oh, Leisureplex is gone.
Well, the one positive thing I got out of it is that saying that I was diagnosed with a terminal illness, people are actually worried about me.
No, so they weren't actually...
That's actually nice.
No. Katie texted me here, when can I start?
Oh, believe me, Katie, believe me, you would not be the replacement if I die. You would not be the replacement.
Well, who would be?
She dragged this fucking podcast down into the... It would be in the gutter.
Who would it be?
I would get anybody. Let's say any of these
Ray
names.
Ray Darcy, he's looking for a gig.
Let's say Sarah Jane Walsh there, she could do it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kathleen Farrell. Kathleen from the Liberties.
Oh, very good. Yeah, Kathleen, we get you on.
We get you. Lulu. How about Lulu? Yeah. Will we get her as well?
No.
Jeremy, you're disgusting. Sorry, what's disgusting?
The three fingers thing.
No, but that's you stick three fingers in a bowling ball.
You don't. You two fingers and a thumb. The bottom line is you will now be able to take your children bowling.
And they can bring their own beer.
You can only bring two of your three children because the other one was grounded. She's not going anywhere.
That's we're going to own grounder. That's redacted. Redacted. It's over.
And then Vivian says, Fantasia and Drogheda do a deal with bowling and beer. Sounds brilliant to me.
Drogheda wouldn't be my cup of tea.
What's wrong with Drogheda?
No.
Jeez, you worked there for long enough.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, here, if you pay me, I'll work in Ballymun. I'd work anywhere for money. I followed the money. But Drogheda, nah.
Great old town. Great old town.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.